You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I wish you guys could see Jimmy being back, and if so, what would that look like?
No, I don't see any scenario of that. Yeah, no, I gotcha.
Welcome back to BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM with the Joes and Aaron Hawksworth on the BetQL Network.
Welcome back. BetQL Daily right here on the BetQL Network. Joe O, Joe's Aaron Hawksworth with you on a Thursday, presented as always by BetMGM. The voice there of Kyle Shanahan, end of season press conference for the Niners, just totally saying, yep, no shot, Jimmy G's coming back, which is kind of bizarre. I don't, like, why? Why would they rule that out right now? I mean, they don't have a healthy quarterback for next season, and they win a lot of games with him. That was weird that they just ruled that out as we look forward to the offseason, this quarterback shuffle.
He hates him. NFL.
I was going to say the same thing. So
yeah, it's clear. I mean, for years. I don't get it.
I mean, I don't understand it either, especially because he wins a lot of games with him.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't understand.
Jimmy G must have rubbed him the wrong way internally throughout the years, and he's just done. Never really gave him a fair shot. I mean, I do think Brock Purdy even played better than Jimmy G, but still, I mean, the guy can play, and he just never got a fair chance there.
I mean, yeah. He threw a one-armed man out there to finish the game. I kind of feel like he'd rather have the one-armed man than Jimmy Garoppolo. Just with everything.
For Kyle Shanahan's, for Shanahan's next trick, he wins the division with a one-armed quarterback.
I mean, that's what was happening. That's how the Eagles.
I know.
Speaking of tricks, I feel like Joe Giglio's pulled off an amazing magic trick this week.
Oh, no.
It is your team. It's your team, and we've talked about the Super Bowl in a number of ways, but I honestly have no idea if you think your team's going to win the Super Bowl. Like, it's Thursday.
I do, but I'm nervous.
Don't. Oh, okay.
So you I have think a – I do think they're going to win, but I've had a you ever think of Super Bowls and they remind you of other Super Bowls? Like, this matchup's kind of like this one. So some people brought up to me this week, this is like the Seahawks and the Broncos when they blew out Peyton Manning and the Broncos. And I'm like, all right, maybe. Because the Eagles defense is rolling. I'm like, all right, we'll see. For some reason, maybe it's because Hurts reminds me of Steve McNair. I keep thinking about the Kurt Warner against Steve McNair Super Bowl and how the Titans lost on the last play of the game when they couldn't get in and when Dyson got tackled at the one-yard line. Like, I have just this weird feeling this comes down to the final drive of the game. Like, I don't feel confident. I think the Eagles are better in the trenches. I think they're the better team, but I don't. It's Mahomes. Like, it's Patrick Mahomes on the other side. I don't feel great about it. How could I?
Well, does it worry you that your mayor is all in on a big parade, says he's going to spend all this money?
That guy's a clown.
Is he? Is he a clown?
He literally said, I can't wait to be done with this job.
I know. He's just going to spend all this money because he's about to be out. So I was like, wow, this guy.
How would the city react to losing the World Series, losing the Super Bowl?
I mean, it'd be tough to be mad, right? Like they're in the Super Bowl and the World Series. But I've thought about that too. Like, it's like this, like, close to the mountaintop, and then you fall back. I mean, then the other part is, it's hard to get back. There's an expectation now the Eagles are going to be good for a while, which they should be good. But they have 8 free agents on defense. They're about to pay the quarterback. Like, this is their best shot. Are they going to be favored again in a Super Bowl in the next 3 years? I would guess no.
No.
They could get back to one.
You know, and we're saying no where the quarterback landscape in that conference is pathetic right now. I mean, it changes quickly, but who's if we're willing to say that Jalen Hurts is the best quarterback in the NFC, who's second?
Are we assuming Rodgers is moving out? Is it Dak?
Yeah, right. If Rodgers moves out, I guess. Right. Dak? It's Dak right now. If Rodgers goes, my God, it's pathetic. You better go back to a Super Bowl. I don't know about being favored, but you should go back.
Goff in the mix?
Oh, my God.
It's just the truth. I mean, where do we go? Goff, Cousins, a broken
Maybe
Stafford?
Carr when he comes over.
Oh, it's gross.
Well,
it's
so bad. If you think Lamar goes to the Falcons, though.
Yeah, then he's there.
Falcons, yeah, anywhere in the NFC, he would immediately. He'd be number one, right? Would you put him ahead of Hurts?
I don't know. They're
we'll
close.
See. Maybe see what happens Sunday, then it's a no, right?
Right. And they both have some health concerns, just the way they play. I mean, that's part of the whole deal, too. So we'll see. Sorry, let's talk about this carousel. Are we just – what are we waiting for now on this Jets-Rodgers thing? Feels like this. It feels inevitable to me. I think he's going to be a Jet.
What a loser! He's going to do the same thing.
Oh, the song. He's going to do the Chelsea song. Thing.
Oh, Jet song. Do we have it? We got to find it. It's got to be somewhere.
I was going to save it for Monday.
Do we play it Monday and Tuesday? Is the question.
I mean, is that a question? How is that a question?
Yeah. You open the show with it.
Well, that's my question. Do we want to set the tone for 3 hours of that, or do we want to ease our way into that?
No. You cannot. I can't start my 6-hour journey with that for 2 days.
My 6-hour journey is a hilarious way to say that. Anyway.
Do you believe maybe lightning does. In life in the Jets?
Love it.
I feel something inside me say, I really don't think they'll win again. No, do you believe in life and the Jets?
If the Rodgers trade goes down, though, like on Sunday night, we have no choice but to start with that, right? Like, just
and,
have to.
And
she was just a year ahead of her time.
Oh, Aaron, could you imagine? I just don't know.
What, me singing it?
How that brainstorm came down. Like, I'm going to turn my phone on.
She saw Aaron Rodgers. She has the crystal ball into the future.
There we go. Oh. That's a way to say it.
I'm going to actively manifest Aaron Rodgers to the Jets over the weekend.
Now we need it. Now we definitely need it. No, they're going to get a quarterback. It's a matter of which one, right? So what are the teams that it's not via the draft, it's via some sort of a trade, free agency, whatever. Which ones are going to get one? The Jets are going to get one of these quarterbacks, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The Jets feel like the no doubt. Yeah. And the other ones, I guess it's an open-ended question. Are they going draft or are they going through the free agent market? I don't know. I mean, the Jets are going to get a veteran. They basically telegraphed it at their press conference. Like, yes, they're going to add a veteran quarterback. It's a matter of which one.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then the didn't the odds kind of like, whoa, okay, yeah, okay, mm-hmm. Yep. The guys that are really good at this, setting these numbers, they 100% believe that the Jets are going to add one of these available quarterbacks.
Am I the only one who doesn't care about the Derek Carr market, doesn't care about the Derek Carr trade? I don't think he's going to move the needle. I don't care. I understand he's probably the second best quarterback that's going to move this offseason. Unless Lamar moves, then he's third. But
yeah,
I don't care.
Derek Carr and Jimmy G are very similar to me. Just don't really move the needle. Like, cool. All right, great. Where's our guy Carson going?
Home.
Carson who?
Wentz.
He's going to the deer stand in the woods.
He's going to shoot some birds and put it on YouTube or whatever he does. He's
actually, Heinicke's up too. He could end up as a good backup somewhere.
Sure.
They don't even have the Derek Carr market up anymore. Like, was anybody betting on it? As you said, does anybody care? I don't think they do, because otherwise they would have it posted. Nobody cares about Carr. Yeah. So,
if you're an NFC South team, would you be interested in Derek Carr solely to win the division next year, or would you rather draft a quarterback? Carolina, Tampa Bay, New Orleans, Atlanta. Any of them have Carr, they probably win the division, I would think. That's my guess where he ends up. He ends up in that division.
It's tempting because the division stinks, and if we have a mediocre quarterback, we can win the division and get bounced in the playoffs in the first round, or they'll talk themselves into something, right? So that's tempting because that equals a lot of job security for the general manager and the head coach. But it is also, but I look at it in a different way. I would say it is a perfect time to develop a quarterback because there isn't that much pressure and there isn't a top team that you're chasing anymore.
Right.
So, man, which other teams? Houston's going to draft one. Indy's going to draft one. I'm curious what Seattle does. Based on what Geno did this season, I would say that they're not going to, but they could. It wouldn't be all that shocking. Vegas is going to draft one. Maybe they're a team that ends up moving up. They have made a big trade with the Bears in the past, different regimes. I get all that. But certainly worth mentioning, maybe Will Levis falls to them at number 7 overall.
Right.
They're going to draft one. You know, the Brady retirement yesterday really sucked a lot of the energy and excitement about the quarterback movement out of the NFL, didn't it?
Yeah. Well, especially because there's an assumption Rodgers Jets. So then it's, what are we talking about? The Derek Carr trade? It's not, and maybe Lamar. We actually need Lamar now, that rumor to heat back up, because that gives some life to the offseason. Lamar Jackson might get traded. And our guy Jason Lockefora told us it would happen. He thinks that relationship is dead.
Where's he going? Are they doing the NFC thing then?
Well, just doesn't it feel like tipping the scales? We gotta start sending some quarterbacks to the NFC. They all can't just stay in the AFC. We can't have the top 10 quarterbacks and 9 in the AFC. It's weird.
Yeah, and I agree with that. There are some younger quarterbacks. So, and again, if this QB crop is good, they're going to the AFC, guys. Houston, Indy, Vegas.
I know.
We're going to be here a while, it feels like.
Well, that points to the Eagles back to the NFC. The Eagles have a chance to be near the top for a while in that conference until someone else jumps in there next season. All right, quickly, as we mentioned, we're going to be out there in the Phoenix area next week. We'll be at MGM Sportsbook, at MGM Sportsbook State Farm Stadium, starting Monday, February 6th through Friday, February 10th. If you can't make it out, listen on the Odyssey app or watch us on Twitch at BetQL. Loads of guests stopping by. Incredible atmosphere there. I can't wait to be there next week. And we'll be broadcast there Monday through Friday morning, our regular time slot. So we'll be the first ones in every morning. Did you think about that? when Aaron and I were in National Harbor, we had to like shuffle out after Chelsea and Jenks. We start the day. First one's there.
Do you guys recall how far away is the stadium from where we're at?
Believe
we're
7 miles.
Seven miles.
So I think 15 minutes at that time of day.
Is Mitch driving? Who's driving?
Hey, who's the driver?
We've got a driver. We've got a driver.
Joe G got a hat. I'd like to see Joe G with the limo guy hat.
Driver's cap? Yeah, like the driver cap?
That's where we should have fit my role into this equation. I could have been the driver.
Yes.
Missed opportunity.
Mm. I don't trust the driving at night, though, with you, sir.
Why?
A little dangerous.
What?
You're dangerous. You know.
No, I don't.
Okay.
You think we have a chatty driver at 5:30 in the morning local time?
Oh,
I hope not.
Boy.
I would
like
think
Uber,
I don't know.
Can fill out no conversation, please.
Is it going to be like a car packed with us where we just end up talking? So then there's really not room for the.
Yeah, I'm curious. Do we have one car? Is it a big like SUV where we all fit? Like when Aaron gets there, are we all like crowded in the back seat like a clown car?
I'm in the middle.
Oh my gosh.
Paul's sitting up front with the driver and the three are in the back.
It's coffee breath. Yeah, it's
good. Oh, I can't wait. It'd be great. We call up Mitch after day one, like, listen, we need a second car. What are we doing here? One car is not going to come. All right, lightning bets coming up next right here on the BetQL Network.